you know, we do whatever we do to survive.
Right? Drop it.
The rhythm, the rebel.
Don't believe the hype.
Yes, yes, yes.
Don't know we can do this.
Here we go again.
Did Lee Daniels just call black people homophobic niggers? Nigger, a contemptuous term used to refer to a person of any racial or ethnic origin, regarded as contemptible, inferior, ignorant, etc. Apparently, proxy racist tool and movie director Lee Daniels was so angry that a test audience that must have included only black people did not like a same-sex kissing scene in his Fox television series Empire that he went on a rant where he basically called black people a bunch of homophobic niggers. The Real Network reports, Empire creator Lee Daniels wasn't too happy with the test audiences that disapproved of two men smooching on screen. After actor Jussie Smollett kissed his on-screen boyfriend Rafael de la Fuente in an intimate scene, Washington Post entertainment reporter Cecilia Kang reported that the ratings plummeted. The test audiences they showed this to, the ratings plummeted, Kang said. They did not like that scene at all. The 55-year-old director calls the black race insulting and ignorant, asserting that blacks are the only ones who have a problem with two men kissing on screen. Little does he know that there is an opposition and disapproval of the homosexual lifestyle in all races and nationalities. Huffington Post writer Curtis M. Wong seems to agree with Daniels that homophobia exists in the black community and praised Daniels for not pulling the scene, writing for HuffPo. But much to the show's creators' credit, they refused to remove the scene. I have to say that if the black community is the target audience for the program Empire, and if that test audience was only black people and the ratings plummeted during this scene, and Daniels and the program's creators decided to press forward with it anyway, then it leaves credence to those that suggest Hollywood and Daniels are trying to force homosexuality down the black community's throat, no pun intended. As the editors over at The Real Network noted, there is an opposition and disapproval of the homosexual lifestyle in all races and nationalities. However, I would not say that the test audiences turning off the TV during the scene equates to homophobia. Perhaps the audience was made up of people who did not want to watch two men making out because they would prefer to see two women making out. Or maybe they felt the scene was too graphic for their taste. Or maybe they do not approve of interracial relationships. Or maybe they were all lesbians who changed the channel during this all-male makeout session. Or maybe they were black females who could not bear to watch another white person taking a black man off the dating mating market. Who can say definitively either way without polling those in the test audiences? I find these attacks on the black community to be contemptible, unsubstantiated, racist, and ignorant. Are heterosexual men or women homophobic simply because they do not want to watch gay porn? For all anyone knows, they may have same gender-loving best friends but just moved to a different beat sexually. I'm also sure the entire black community was not part of the Empire test audience. Lee Daniels owes the black community an apology, but since most of his work consists of promoting black stereotypes, I suggest black people quit watching the program, period. If boycotting his work over Precious and The Butler was not enough, perhaps the entire community being labeled by Daniels as a bunch of homophobic niggers will do the trick. This is Scotty Reed, Black Talk Radio News.